Okay, any question? Andre, what is my question?
Where are we?
Good question, yeah, where are we?
We're in this really long story, and the two guys have gone to David to try to settle an argument.
It means what? You remember last time? There was one thing we emphasized, we talked about. Prayer. That's what we're talking about. What is the prayer? Because normally prayer to everyone is asking for something, which is not prayer at all. It's just asking for something. Sometimes it's ordering for something. You order for something to happen because you want it. So that's not the prayer. What is prayer? After all the explanation, you should be able to explain what the real prayer is about. Do you remember last time we talked about it?
The appreciation of just praying.
The meaning of praying is itself. Praying is just for praying. It's not for something else. Praying is not a tool to use for some benefit. Prayer is trying to get closer to beloved. Just that feeling is the prayer. And what is it all about? When you're not asking anything, you just want to call the beloved. There is this story that someone talked to this fellow we like very much, the Majnun. You know why we like him? Because he's crazy. That's what his name is. Okay? His crazy guy was calling Layli, the beloved. He's in love with a lady. And somebody said, "You silly you. You're standing in the middle of the desert and you're calling a girl which is in another city?" He said, "Yes." "What a silly fellow. Why do you do that? Taste good? You don't understand it. I just call the name of my beloved. Just mentioning the name will make me feel good, isn't it?" Let's say you're in love. Okay? Now you're living in another city. Okay? You're sitting in a coffee shop, you order the coffee. The fellow comes and the name tag is the name of your beloved. You just let it go, or suddenly you smile and you suddenly you change. Why? Just that remembering, right? That's the normal stuff that could happen to all of you. Our expectation is, when that happens, you should be more than happy. Because look at it. You were given a gift. Just put that name plaque, right? Because, let's not forget, right at the beginning, why Rumi is doing all of this. He was not asked to write a book about this. Do you remember what he was asked about? You should not forget, because that's the goal of this book. Right at the beginning he said, "Oh friend, listen to these Masnavi to understand what the passion and feeling is all about." Passion and feeling. What is the passion and feeling over there? Do you remember? There is a special point in that feeling and passion. Hal. First of all, hal means now. Because it doesn't happen yesterday. It doesn't happen yesterday you become happy when you think about your beloved. It's now. Do you remember the moment of standing up and being accountable, which means the judgment day? Judgment day is now, right now here. Or was it? I cannot even think about 100,000 years from now, some angels waiting for me with some beating stuff and thing like that. That's not the judgment day. The judgment is now. That's hard. And that's that feeling, that passion. Okay? They went to him with this simple question. They were looking at the guy who was a good man, okay? Very knowledgeable, a good teacher, and a philosopher. And because all of that, there was a little bit arrogance and being too serious about stuff. Suddenly, they saw him change to become the happiest fellow. He himself described it, remember? He said, I was dead, I became alive. I was cry, I became laughter. Because love arrived and suddenly I'm it. So, I'm happy. The people went to him, how do we get that feeling, that passion? This is the mission of this book, okay? For you to feel good. Now, we're talking about the prayer, and prayer is to feel good. It doesn't matter somebody is listening or not. I'm talking to my beloved, which is not a fellow. Do you remember the beloved? What is the beloved? Always you should remember. This is it. Beloved is just. Justice, right, correct, real, expectancy, and God. All of that together. The word is Haq. Tahqiq is in Haq. That's what we mean by Haq. That's God, right? So, I'm talking to that quality, which is where? Here, everywhere, in us, right? We're talking about it. That cultural stuff, which is real me, the meaning of me, I'm practicing getting in contact with the best part of me, in a way. And that's the source of the joy. This is what he was talking about, prayer, right? Then, he said, okay, I talked about the prayer, right? Now let's go back to the main story. We had a story, we just left it. We just opened it with one paragraph, remember? I said, okay, wait. All that explanation about the prayer, self-control and all that, now we're back. We're back in the story. The story is there is this one guy who prays. He has only one prayer. And the prayer was a very silly one. If you look at it superficially, he was saying that, oh my God, you know that you created me lazy. Therefore, I depend on you. Now, give me my need, my necessities. And that was all. Everybody was laughing at him. He didn't give up. He knew that it will happen. Then suddenly a cow arrived, breaking the door, coming in. He killed the cow and barbecued. The owner of the cow showed up and this is the story we are back to. Why? Because we want to explain that once upon a time, imagine, there is this guy that does the real prayer. You know what will happen to a guy like that? First of all, that guy will have the access to the cow. Remember the cow, the ego, which was meant to be killed at the Mithra's time. Remember? Mithraism was based in that. Kill the ego and everything will be flourished out of the blood of that cow. So he did it. The point is, he did it unknowingly. Doesn't matter. He knew the prayer. So he killed the cow. Then what will happen? We know how the story goes. Before going further, they go to David. And David will say, of course, it's not your cow. You should pay the price. The guy will not even talk to David. David, who is the best just fellow, he will turn back and talk to God. You know what I'm talking about. These fellows are silly. David will get the hint. He'll say, okay, let's go and pray. We'll come back tomorrow. We'll go and we'll pray. What is this? God will explain to him. Means what? Up to here means what? Means that today you should go to David? What is that they use for us, this story? We know that this story about me, about you, right? So he's telling you to do what? To be that guy, to not even care about the just situation and if the justice will be done or what. That will be done. Because first of all, who is this fellow David? Do you know him? Who is David? A good question, a simple question, and a silence. First of all, David is a prophet. Means what? You remember the most appreciated is the name of all prophets. Because all prophets are represented in our stories. With your holy prophet, I have nothing to do. Here, when we talk about prophet, we talk about what? The breath in me, that's the messenger. How did they get the message of God? How did you get it? There is a fellow down there, do you remember when you cheat and you're happy you succeeded in cheating? That fellow inside is not happy, will nag about it. That's in human being. That's implanted in us.